extra, extra. Hero all about the crooked eye. Blackmailer slays the gamblers. Extra, big town, extra.
I want a 2 grand payoff.
Here's your payoff.
I won't leave big town for peanuts.
Get out of big town or you'll go in a box. Lay off, Wilson. I got nothing to lose drilling you.
So your shakedown included murder. Okay, let's play it out.
Yes, listen to this headline story of the Crooked Eye, brought to you by Lever Brothers Company, makers of Life Boy Health Soap. Hear this exciting story of fighting editor Steve Wilson of the Illustrated Press, whose newspaper creed stands for freedom and justice against the forces of intolerance and evil.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword. That it may be a faithful servant of all the people, use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now, Big Town and the case of the Crooked Eye. This is the timely and dramatic exposé of the dangerous and growing fake detective racket. And had its beginning in a quiet corner of a clip joint, as a young man unknowingly kept a rendezvous with a so-called private detective and with death.
Hello, Carter. So you decided to meet me.
Yes. What do you want, Denver?
Oh, so you know who I am.
I know my wife hired you to get something on me.
That's right, Carter.
And you haven't been able to get a thing.
That's right.
Because there isn't anything to get. All my wife wants is her freedom and plenty of alimony.
And that's what I'm hired to fix.
How? How are you going to manage that?
I'll show you. Hey, Ruthie, come here.
Sure thing. Why, hello, Jimmy, darling. I just knew you'd come back to little Ruthie.
Hey, what's the idea? Get away from me. I don't know you.
Why, darling, come on, hug me tight. Kiss me.
Get away from me.
Hold that pose, Ruthie.
Lay off with that camera, Denver.
Okay, break the clinch, Ruthie. I got all on you.
Yes, get away from me, you little fool.
Okay, handsome. I got to get ready for my chorus routine. Don't think it wasn't fun.
All right, you slimy Seamus. What do you think you're going to gain by this frame-up?
About $2,000, Carter.
What makes you think I'd give you $2,000 if I had it?
Because it'll cost you plenty more if your wife gets a fat alimony settlement.
Why, you dirty blackmailer.
No, you got me wrong, Carter. I'm just selling you a very valuable camera.
You're not selling me anything.
Got a swell flash attachment, good fast lens, takes perfect pictures, never misses.
Neither do I.
Oh, don't telegraph your punches, sucker. Come on, Carter, straighten up. I used to train pugs before I got in the detective racket. Let me show you how. Okay, sucker. Here's my card and address. When you come out of that slugging and raise the dough to buy this camera.
Hey, mister. The managements of this joint don't like fist fighting so early in the evening.
Get back on the door, you big comic.
Nothing's doing because besides being doorman, I am likewise the bouncer.
You beat it or I'll bounce you off the wall.
Tough guy.
Yeah, take a look at that dope on the floor and beat it or I'll give you some of the same.
Two other fellas we both think we are. Let's take a look.
Lay off. Let go.
How do you like this Russian bear hug?
Well, lay off, will you? You crack my ribs.
Yes, rib cracking is a specialty with Boris Godunov, who forsook the ballet for making with wrestling grunts.
Oh, you put me down, you crazy slug.
Sure. First I raise you up high and toss you like a wolf. How you like some mancors, maybe?
I'll get your job for this. I'll sue this stub. You tell that Carter dope he better see me tonight.
Hi, Steve. Got a minute to look at a batch of reactions to our safe driving campaign?
Sure thing, Lorelei.
Golly, look at these letters. There are hundreds of them.
Good. We'll publish some of them. When the public takes over a campaign, we owe it to them to keep it rolling.
Yes, you can't have a safe driving week and then forget it the rest of the year. I'll pick out the best letters and give them to Fletcher on City Desk.
Do that. And what about that upriver pollution scandal?
I'm checking on that, Steve, but some upstate politicians are sitting on the lid.
Well, I better do something before public indignation blows the lid off. and some of them out of office.
Or into jail. Uh-oh, your private land here, so-called underworld listening post.
Yes, I'm expecting a tip on the new racket in our own big-town backyard, Lorelei. Steve Wilson, Illustrated Press.
Mr. Wilson, this is Boris Gudenov, Nijinsky Pavlovich speaking in person.
Hello, Boris. How's the doorman business?
Confidentially, Mr. Wilson. It is like something from nothing good, which is why I'm calling you.
What's the trouble, Boris?
Here in the checks room of the big-town parrot's cage, I have got a beat-up nice young feller who's got plenty of trouble, Mr. Wilson.
Is he badly hurt, Boris?
Not much yet, but soon, maybe.
Why was he beaten up, Boris?
Blackmails he won't pay, I think.
Blackmail? Who beat him up?
One very tough private detective fella, but I am tougher, and him I bounce out.
Nice going, Boris, but are you sure the man was a private detective?
Absolutely, positively, Mr. Wilson. On account of with this young Carter fella, he leaves a card along with a couple of black eyes.
Now, wait a minute, Boris. Any real private detective would lose his license for that. What's the name on the card?
On the card, it says, Seed Denver.
Denver. Yes, I've heard about him. His license was revoked 6 months ago, Boris. Can you keep young Carter there a few minutes?
Sure, easy, Mr. Wilson. He don't feel like standing up much yet, let alone go any places in a hurry.
Well, take good care of him, Boris. We'll be over at the parrot cage in 10 minutes flat. Come on, Lorelei. Hmm. Another dirty racket. Go get your coat and so-called hat. Yeah?
That you, Sid, honey?
Who else would be answering my phone, Featherbrain?
Oh, honey.
Save the Scarlet O'Hara Act. What's the idea of phoning me at my office?
Well, I thought I'd better tell you what happened after you left the club.
Don't tell me that punk complained to the cops.
Oh, no. He's still half out on his feet from that beating you gave him. But that crazy Russian doorman called somebody.
Who did he call?
Some newspaper guy named Wilson.
Wilson? Steve Wilson, the racket-busting newsie of the press?
Yeah. And he's coming right over.
Where are you, Ruthie?
Back in the chorus dressing room.
Well, get out of there, quick.
But, honey, I just...
Well, get out of there. Go to your apartment and pack your stuff.
But why, honey?
You're getting out of Big Town to where Wilson can't find you and quiz you.
But I don't want to leave Big Town. I've got a contract.
You'll have a busted head if you don't do like I say.
But, honey, I ain't got any money.
Well, get your money. Get out of there. Go pack your stuff, but quick.
Thus, dangerous cross complications are developing as Steve Wilson moves into this vicious shakedown racket. And we'll rejoin Steve and Lorelei in a moment. Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Life Boy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes it more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that brings on B.O.
Lifebuoy's milder, too. Safe even for baby's tender skin.
And you like the way Lifebuoy, made with costly coconut oil, bursts into quick white lather, even in hard water.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner.
Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner. Keeps you fresh and attractive. Protects you as no other leading soap can. Bathe with Lifebuoy every day. Get the big new bath size. Buy Lifebuoy right away. Now back to Big Town and tonight's headline story of the Crooked Eye. As Steve Wilson and Lorelei approach a notorious Big Town nightclub in the cab of their loquacious friend and companion, Harry the Hack.
Say, boss, Miss Kilpine.
Say it, Harry.
But get us to the parrot cage intact.
Oh, fear not, Miss Kilpine. I have been reading them safe driving articles of yours in the press. And whilst I have always thought I was a pretty careful driver, I have come to the conclusion none of us cannot be a little more careful, if you get what I mean.
We get it, Harry. What were you going to say?
I was just about to offer the services of me and my trusty knock-a-knock in the event of any eventualities with this crooked eye with whom you are about to tangle.
Thanks, Harry, but I hope we can settle this without any more violence. Just stop at the parrot cage and wait a few minutes.
I may want to have you hack me to Denver's so-called office.
The first is as good as done, and the second will be a pleasure.
All right, Lorelei. Let's go get this Carter boy story.
Oh, wait a minute, Steve. There's Boris coming out of the club, half carrying somebody.
Holy moly, the guy's lugging looks out on his feet.
Yes, Boris must have a good reason for moving him.
Mr. Wilson, maybe you better get this fellow away from here and to some doctor quick.
Good grief. He's unconscious.
Yes. And when I'm phoning you, he acts like he's getting better. Then he goes out like a light.
Boris, you shouldn't have moved him. He may be suffering from concussion. Hey, get him in the cab here.
Yes. Let me give you a hand, Boris. We better get him to a hospital.
Hey, just hold the hexicab door open, Mr. Wilson. Him, I handle like a baby.
Well, get here in the back with him, Boris. I'll sit on the jump seat.
Yes. I hold him, and you see if there is anything you can do, Miss Killeburn.
Oh, Steve, his head's cut. There's blood behind his ear.
Yes, drive to the general hospital. Hurry.
Check, Boris, on a double-double.
Maybe I should not have moved him, Miss Killeburn. But after I make with the telephone to you, something else happens, which makes me think maybe this feller, I should get him out of the parrot cages before something worse happens to him.
What happened, Boris?
After I'm talking to you, Mr. Wilson, I find a hoof dancer called Ruthie eavesdropping, and in the dressing room, she makes phone calls to this Denver feller who wants her to get out of Big Town quick like rabbit.
That means she's mixed up in the shakedown, right?
Nah. And she dressed quick and runs to her apartment to pack some things.
That fits. You know where she lives, Boris?
At the Big Town Arms.
Harry, stop the cab.
Check, Boris, but how come?
Let us out. Come on, Harry.
Well, what about this boy,
Boris,
Steve?
And Harry can take him to the hospital. I think we can take care of the rest of his troubles. We'll pick up another cab to the Big Town Arms. Let's go.
Come on in, Steve. The door isn't locked.
What's the idea of wasting time? Why ain't you packed and ready to go?
Oh, I'm ready, honey. I just packed a few things.
Well, pack all your duds. You're clearing out.
Oh, I don't want all that worn old stuff on the bed. I told the maid she could have it. I'll be getting a whole new outfit.
With what?
Why, with the money you're going to give me for getting out of Big Town and keeping you out of trouble.
Listen, Ruthie, quit kidding yourself. Where you're going, those duds will be plenty good enough. Now, pack them.
I will not. I wouldn't be seen dead in those old rags in Mexico City.
You ain't going anywhere near Mexico City.
All right, then. Get me a plane ticket to Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Okay, Florida. I can get a chlorine job down there. And the place is simply crawling with sugar daddy.
Now, listen, Featherbrain. You're going to a hideout, a boarding house upstate about 50 miles from here.
I am not. I'm not going to go twiddle my thumbs in some cheap dump to keep you out of a jam.
Listen, you...
Stop it, Sid. You're hurting my arm.
I'll wring your neck if you don't do like I tell you. Pack that stuff quick.
Sid, I won't give up my job at that parrot cage. My nice gentleman friends. For you or anybody else. You tin-horn Seamus.
Oh, so now I'm a tin-horn Seamus. Am I?
You keep away from me, Sid. If you beat me up like you did that Carter kid, I'll tell that guy Wilson everything I know about you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Keep away from me, Sid. I'll tell all about the guys and dames I helped you frame for shakedown.
You've dropped your southern accent, honey child. Stop backing away from me. You'll fall out that window.
Keep away from me, Sid. Don't you dare hit me.
Well, you're going to talk. You're going to squawk.
Oh, no, I won't, Sid. I didn't mean it. I was only kidding.
I don't go for kidding.
I didn't mean it, Sid. You can't blame a gal for trying to make a good deal. I didn't really mean it. I'll go anywhere you say.
I'll say you will, you double-crossing, two-timing little twist.
Sid, let go. I'll go to that dump. I'll stay there.
I've changed my mind.
Why? What's happened to Carter? Is he dead? He was out cold when I left the club.
It don't matter. You'd cross me up. You'd shake me down if you got a chance.
Oh, no.
Sell me out.
No.
Turn state's evidence if that dope dies.
Oh, no, I won't, Sid. Please let me go.
I ain't gonna chance it. Hold still.
Sid. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna make sure you don't squawk to Wilson or anybody else.
Thanks, driver. Keep the change. Come on, Arlene.
Okay, Steve. You know, I've been thinking...
We may not have much time to think if we're going to question that girl before she skips town.
Well, that's what I've been thinking about. If we both go barging in on her, she may shut up like a clam.
Well, in that case, she'll talk to the police as soon as they picked up Sid Denver.
Why hadn't you better notify them to grab Denver at his office before he hears young Carter is too badly hurt to meet him there?
Yes, I'm going to phone Callahan from the lobby.
Callahan? Homicide? Do you think Carter's so badly hurt he may die?
He might. But whether he does or not, his bruises and cuts have all the trademarks of brass knuckles on a lie, and Denver's attack can be assault with a deadly weapon, and the charge can be manslaughter.
Then it's more important than ever to get that girl to talk.
Yes, let's get in there before she slips out a back exit of the Big Town Arms.
Steve, let me go up and try to get in her apartment and talk to her while you're phoning Callahan.
No, Lorelei, it'll only be take a few seconds, and that girl may think Carter is dead if you go up there and start pumping her.
But, Steve, she may get away. Now, please, let me try.
Absolutely not, Lorelei. I'd rather let her get away than risk your neck. Now, come on inside and wait while I make that call to Callahan of Homicide.
Oh, doggone Steve Wilson. Always trying to keep me from doing my reporter job because I happen to be a female. Oh, this must be Ruthie's apartment. As a female, I think I can handle her better than he can. Golly, I hope we haven't missed her.
Yeah?
Oh. Hello.
What do you want?
I want to see Ruthie.
Who wants to see Ruthie?
I'm a friend of hers. Is she here?
What do you want to see her about?
It's personal.
See her at the parrot cage tomorrow.
Sorry, I heard she was leaving town tonight.
Oh, you did? Who told you?
None of your business.
I'm making it my business. Oh, come in here, sweetheart.
Oh. You must be Sid Denver.
That's right.
Oh, don't bother to lock that door.
Why not?
It'll be broken down in a few minutes.
Who by?
Steve Wilson.
Wilson of the press?
Yes.
So you're that dame crime reporter that tags around with them, huh?
That's right. Only this time, because I foolishly disobeyed orders, he's going to be tagging around after me.
Where is the slug now?
He's downstairs phoning Callahan of Homicide.
Homicide?
Yes, we... thought it might be handy to have him around in case young Carter dies of that beating you gave him.
Who says I beat him?
We have one good witness, and Ruthie will make two. Where is she?
She's gone. She beat it out of town.
Without any street clothes?
Yeah.
Kind of sudden, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was awful. What are you gaping at?
That piece of black crepe dress material caught in the crack of that closed closet door over there.
So what?
Black crepe could be so appropriate for some things.
Wait, don't go away, beautiful.
Oh, looks like I walked in on something.
You sure have. Since you're so curious, come on. You're going in that closet for a better look.
All right, Sergeant, since you can't locate Inspector Callahan, you better pick up Sid Denver at his office. Carter's at General Hospital. I'm sure he'll sign the complaint when or if he regains consciousness. And tell Callahan I'm at the Big Town Arms, checking on an accomplice and come-on girl called Ruthie.
Hey, boss! Boss!
Harry, what are you doing here?
The Carter guy started snapping out a slug, and so I left Boris with him at the hospital and hightail over here to see if I could be of some assistance. Where's Miss Kilpin?
She's over at the switchboard getting the lowdown on that girl, Ruthie, from the operator. Come on, we'll see how she's made out.
You called a lawyer on this yet?
Yes, they're going to pick up Denver at his office. I tried to get in touch with Callahan of Homicide. That's what took me so long on the phone, Harry.
There's a switchboard operator, but I don't see Miss Kilpin.
I'm sorry, madam, but Mr. Jones does not answer. Is there any message? Very well, madam.
I beg your pardon, miss.
Oh, good evening, sir. What can I do for you?
Where is the young lady who just inquired about one of your tenants called Ruthie?
Oh, her? Well, as soon as I gave her Ruthie's apartment number, she went right upstairs.
Upstairs? Good grief. Uh-huh. Doggone that girl.
Oh, was there? Is anything the matter?
I hope not. What is Ruthie's apartment number?
Oh, golly, mister, what is the matter? You know, you're the second man looking for Ruthie.
The second man?
That's right.
Holy moly, boss, maybe Denver's here.
What's that apartment number, miss?
Oh, why, it's apartment 11A, but what's the trouble, mister?
There's liable to be all kinds of trouble if we don't get up there on the double. Come on, Harry, let's go.
Golly, but these automatic elevators are slow, boss.
Oh, even so, it's quicker than climbing 11 flights of stairs.
To say nothing of the shape we'd be in when we got up. Oh, this is it.
Yes, come on, but wait in the hall. Denver may be carrying a gun.
There's 11A, just across the... Boss, door is opening.
Against the wall, Harry.
Check, boss, watch your step.
Oh, wait a minute, Denver.
Wilson.
Yes? Why aren't you at your office waiting for your dirty shakedown payoff?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's go to the apartment and ask your girlfriend, Ruthie.
She's gone. She left town.
Where's Miss Kilburn?
You mean that lippy reporter dame that tags around with you?
Yes, I mean Laura Lye Kilburn.
She ain't sure.
You're a liar. She came up here a few moments ago. Now, get out of the way. Laura Lye. Laura Lye.
All right, you nosy newspaper slug. Shut up. Turn around.
Oh. So now it comes to guns.
Yeah.
Your shakedown has turned to murder. Okay. Let's play this out.
Thus, a swift chain of events has developed into a deadly climax. And for the surprising and ironic payoff, we'll return in just a moment. Life Boy, get skin cleaner.
Life Boy, get skin cleaner.
And the cleaner you get your skin, the surer you are of being fresh and attractive. So remember, Life Boy, with its purifying ingredient, Get Skin Cleaner, stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Here's what the doctors proved in 820 scientific tests.
People took daily baths with different soaps. Doctors found that Life Boy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Life Boy's purifying ingredient makes it more effective than any other leading soap against the invisible dirt that brings on B.O.
Life Boy's milder, too. Safe, even for baby's tender skin.
And you'll like the way Life Boy, made with costly coconut oil, bursts into quick white lather, even in hard water.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner.
Life Boy gets skin cleaner. Keeps you fresh and attractive. Protects you as no other leading soap can. Bathe with Life Boy every day. Get the big new bath size. Buy Life Boy right away. Now back to Big Town and Steve Wilson's deadly showdown with a blackmailing private detective in tonight's story of the Crooked Eye.
Clam up, Wilson. Stay put while I give with the frisk.
You're wasting time, Denver. I don't carry a gun. And even if you haven't committed a murder, you're risking a long jail term for possession of that one in your hand.
I got a permit for this run.
Your permit was revoked when you lost your private operator's license for being a Crooked Eye. And a disgrace to your profession.
Keep talking and I'll knock your teeth in.
Put down that gun and I'll give you a chance.
Then.
Oh. So Laura Lye Kilburn didn't come here? Isn't in this room?
Clam up and quit bunching yourself to get this gun or I'll let you have it right now.
And your girlfriend, Ruthie, isn't here? She left town?
Get away from that hall door. Get over there against the wall.
All right. But those taps tell me Ruthie is in that clothes closet dead. You murdered her to shut her up about the Carter shakedown.
So what? You shut up. I'm getting out of here.
Let him come, boy.
Stay out in the hall, Harry. Keep out of sight.
Okay. Let him come out through the doorway.
Don't show yourself, Harry. He's armed. Killed his girlfriend. Has nothing to lose by shooting his way out.
You get a skin full of Tommy slugs if he comes this way. On account of the homicide boys are coming up the elevator and the stairs.
Oh, so you did call in the cops on
if
this,
If you
huh?
played according to that rule, you wouldn't have lost your license. Turned crooked, committed murder to cover up, and now find yourself caught like a rat in a trap.
Oh, yeah? And I know my way around in and out of dumps like this.
Don't try breaking for it. Not out that window, Denver.
Stay put, Wilson. I ought to plug you for messing in this. I may need all the shells I got in this gun going down the fire escape. Stay put.
Don't be a fool, Denver. Don't step out of that window. There is no fire escape in that court.
Don't kid me, Wilson.
Look. Look behind you, you crazy fool.
And take my eyes off you for even a minute, I would be a fool.
You will be a fool. It's only 11 stories to the pavement. Don't back out of that window, Denver.
Shut up. Stay put.
Don't crowd him, boss. Elevator coming up.
Don't do it, Denver.
Keep away from this window. I'm leaving. Ah!
Come on in. Harry. He's gone. It's finished. The law won't have to take him for his folly.
You warned him, boss. You tried your best to stop him.
Oh, yes, Harry, but even so.
How did you know there wasn't no fire escape outside of that window?
I noticed when I came in through the court. What's keeping those homicide men, Harry?
Oh, that was my bluff, boss. I don't know if they're coming or not.
Please, get me out of here.
Good grief, Lorelei, in that closet with Ruthie. I've forgotten. Just a minute, Lorelei. I'll unlock the door.
Oh, Steve, I'm sorry I didn't listen to you. I could hear what happened, heard that awful falling cry.
What about Ruthie? Is there any chance?
No, Steve, I tried to revive her. She's been strangled.
Good grief. That poor kid. Nothing more than a stooge. Come on, girl.
What did she get out of it, even in life?
Won't they never learn, boss?
Some do before it's too late, Harry, but not enough. Get on the phone, Lorelei. Call Fletch on city desk. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, was just another story from the front pages of the Illustrated Press. Young Carter recovered. And we played up Ruthie's angle because I honestly feel it may help convince youngsters like her that you can't fool around the fringe of crime without the fatal risk of drowning in its whirlpool.
And incidentally, Steve, wasn't Sid Denver, the Crooked Eye, an exception to the general run of private investigators?
Yes, Farley. There are good and bad in every profession.
Well, how about next week, Steve?
Well, next week we're going to dramatize a hard-hitting story of juvenile tragedy and parent delinquency. And headline, The Shiny Gun. But right now, you seem to have something immediate on your mind, Lorelei.
Yes, Steve. Friends, you've heard tonight how Lifebuoy gets skin cleaner in your daily bath, keeps you fresh and attractive 24 hours a day. Now, I'd like to suggest that you try Lifebuoy Health Soap in the big new bath size. Bath size Lifebuoy is generous and luxurious. And that lather is so mild and refreshing. I love it, and I know you'll love it, too. Just ask for the new bath size Lifebuoy. Thank you, and good night.
It's opportunity unlimited. Enlistment in America's armed forces today. For America's armed forces now constitute the greatest scientific enterprise in the world. Trained in the best technical schools, working with advanced techniques and equipment, today's serviceman is a skilled professional with a bright future in civilian or military life. Investigate the opportunities offered in the armed forces now. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilburn, and is written and produced by Jerry McGill.
Lever Brothers Company have amazing news. New 1950 Rinso with Solium. It's here a year ahead of time. New 1950 Rinso has three times the whiter washing action of any other soap. The sensational new washing action of 1950 Rinso gets white clothes whiter than new, washable colors brighter than new, and keeps them whiter, brighter than any other soap. Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Get new 1950 Rinso at your dealers now.
Be sure and be with us again next Tuesday at this same time when Lever Brothers Company will again present Big Town. This is your narrator, Dwight Weist, bidding you good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.